everyone. Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is teen love. Do you remember those days? I hope so. But we're also going to talk about whatever else is on my mind and on our guests' minds today, including my recent trip to San Francisco and attending the Outside Lands Music Festival. You can find my columns all over worldwide or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with lots of choices and lots of things to see, do, and participate in. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We've finally surpassed 5,000 likes, and in fact, now we seem to be securely over the 5,000 mark. It was a little dicey there for a while. If you want to stay in the loop, sign up to receive my newsletter, which is available on my homepage, and you will get a weekly newsletter and nothing else, no spam. You won't be on any list, so don't worry. Today, we have Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Rap, and we have in-studio guest and mom of four, Kelly Smithgall. But first, the Dad Point of View news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Well, you can imagine why I chose that title and did that comic, because of our trip to San Francisco. Tonight, for those of us listening locally in Santa Barbara and anywhere else on the web, we are doing a dad chat. I call it show and tell. What did you do this summer? Or what did your kids do this summer? Do you remember at school? At least I remember when we'd come back from summer vacation, all depressed, and the teacher would say, so what did you do this summer? And we had to get up and either bring something to show or talk about it. And you hated doing it because so many other kids seem to have so many more interesting summers than you did. Well, that's what we're going to do with Dad Chat tonight. You are going to be on the spot if you participate. And Kelly, I expect you to tell me everything that you did this summer. She's sitting here listening to me, looking very demure and quite adorable, I might add. So the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is actually two, and I'm really excited about them because I took about 3 hours of videos at Outside Lands in San Francisco, which takes place at Golden Gate Park. It's an amazing, amazing music festival. Imagine Woodstock, except no mud, no dirt, cleanliness, great food, and 65,000 of your closest friends all crammed together watching five different stages, and you have an idea of what Outside Lands is about. Also imagine that everyone there is 30 to 40 years younger than you, which is the case with me. I like to say that I am the oldest person that attends Outside Lands, with the exception of a couple performers. So 4 years ago, Tom Jones performed, and yes, he's older than me. Last year, Neil Young performed, and yes, he's older than me. And this year, both Paul McCartney and Willie Nelson performed, and they're both older than me. So I even had a bet with a girl I met there that she couldn't find anybody in the crowd older than me. And she took this bet serious because I was going to buy her a beer. And beer there costs $9. I mean, they rip you off because you're captive. And so that was a serious bet. I mean, if I lost, I'd have to pay $9 for a Heineken. And anyway, so she started flagging down every man she could find that looked remotely my age. And many of them were, in fact, burned out hippies. And I could tell right away, they might look my age, but they were just burned out hippies. So she kept on going up to them and finding out that they were, in fact, 10 years younger than me. And she kept on looking at me like she couldn't believe it. Finally, and she was so excited, you'd think she'd won the lottery. She sees a guy that looks like Santa Claus, and he's walking across with a cane. And he's wearing literally a red plaid shirt. He's hunched over. He's got full head of white hair and a full white beard. I'm sure he is Santa Claus at the local Kohl's or Sears or whatever every year. And she runs up to him. And by now, I'm kind of engaged in this whole effort of hers. So I follow with my camera. And she's talking to him. And I zoom in on the camera. I don't hear. And finds out that, in fact, he's 64. He's actually older than me. He looked about 99, but he was 64. So she starts whooping it up. She won her beer, and she did find the one person among the 65,000 attendees, that is, Paul McCartney is older and Willie Nelson is older, that was there along with me. But I guarantee you nobody had more energy at that three-day event than me, and you can see that by looking at the two videos that I did. Paul McCartney's show was, in my opinion, one of the best concerts I've ever attended. He performed the closing act on night one, for almost 3 hours. The last time I saw Paul McCartney, he was in an anti-Beatles phase, and frankly, I thought his concert was boring. He's a brilliant composer, and you know his own work was certainly good, but Beatles is Beatles. I mean, come on. This time, he fully embraced his Beatles past, his band, what was the band called? Band on the Run? Not Band on the Run. Wings past. Song was Band on the Run. And many of his solo endeavors. So he did a tribute to George, he did a tribute to John, he did a tribute to his two previous wives, and a tribute to his present wife. But there were 35,000 people on the grounds, I would estimate. 65,000 on the entire festival grounds, but there were four other shows going on, and at least 35 or 40,000 of them were there for Paul McCartney, singing, it seemed, every word. And I took the video I took from Paul McCartney, and I made it into what I call a taste of Paul. And it's a 3-minute and 12-second reduction of his nearly 3-hour concert. And trust me, you will love it. But I also did another video, which both of which are up on my website at BruceAllen.com. You can find them under the Writings tab in the I'm Not That Dad section. And the other video is one that I'm incredibly proud of. It's called The Best of Outside Lands 2013. And I took all 3 or 4 hours of my video and reduced it to 12 minutes, with not a single clip being longer than about 10 or 15 seconds, particularly the music clips. Because if you are under 15 seconds, I gather that's fair use, and you can do it without getting dinged by YouTube. And I'm tired of getting dinged by YouTube for using music that I'm not trying to sell, but they just have these policies. But my Best of Outside Lands video is, in my opinion, just a whole lot of fun. It's music, it's people, it's energy, it's flavor, and I'm very proud of it, and I hope you will take a look at it. I seem to have not covered anything about teen love, but I will tell you there were a lot of teenagers at Outside Lands, and I witnessed a literal hooking up with drunk and very high young girls grinding against strange guys that they met there, and the dad in me was really troubled. In one case, there was this girl that was so drunk, being fed the wine by the 21-year-old boy that was trying to get her drunk. And she was with a 16-year-old friend, and I asked the friend, is this okay? And because the girls appeared to be like a goody-two-shoes type, and her friend said, no, she does this all the time. And so much for my judgment in this case. And I just let it go, but it did bug me. I sort of wanted to intrude. I did make sure that her friend checked on her and didn't allow her to go to the bathroom with the guy because he was suggesting they go to the bathroom. I don't know what he had in mind, but I don't think it was good stuff. So stay tuned. We will continue, and I will actually find time to do a Dad's Point of View life lesson after these messages. Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, you know the-